Father, I want to thank you for this church. I was astounded at the leadership team knowing that a number of people are absent. A number of them are down at GYC. And I just thank you. And I pray you pull us together in unity. And that we could work for one another and not let petty differences get in our way. And now, Lord, you gave me a message for the New Year's. And I want it to come out the way it would if Jesus was here. Because it is you and not me. So use me, Lord, please. So that when it's done, we will be changed. And everyone will say, don't remember the preacher's name. But I heard Jesus and I saw Jesus. And thank you for hearing this prayer because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One day while walking with some children, Queen Elizabeth was caught in a sudden downpour of rain. She quickly took shelter on the porch of a nearby home. As the rain continued to fall in torrents, the Queen, wearing a hat that partly covered her face and wearing plain clothes for her walk, she decided to knock on the door but not reveal her identity. And so she knocked on the door and she asked to borrow an umbrella, emphasizing the fact, I will send it back tomorrow. The homeowner, reluctant to give a stranger her best umbrella, offered her a cast-off that she found in the attic. One rib was broken and there were several holes in it. Apologizing, she turned it over to the monarch, whom she did not recognize. The next day, the householder had another visitor. It was a man with gold braided on his uniform and an envelope in his hand. After revealing the identity of the mysterious visitor, he said, "The Queen sent with this letter her thank you to you for the loan of her umbrella." Stunned and horrified, the woman burst into tears, crying, "Oh, what a fool I have been. I have missed an opportunity to give my very best to my queen." What does that have to do with you? What does it have to do with me? And what does it have to do with the Paradise Church? I invite you to take your Bibles, if you would, and turn with me to minus our pluses, Luke 19. Children, I hope you have your Bibles. I want you to open your Bibles. This is a beautiful parable to start the New Year's. And I want you to follow along because the Lord has a message even for the children. Luke chapter 19, beginning with verse 11. Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, "Do business till I come." But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, "We will not have this man reign over us." And so it was that when he returned, having received a kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. They The first one came in saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, Well done, good and good servant. Because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came saying, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, You also be over 5 cities. And then another came saying, Master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief. For I feared you because you are an austere man. You collect what you do not deposit, and you reap what you do not sow. And a landowner said to him, Out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, Take the mina from him and give it to him who has 10 minas. But they said, Master, he has 10 minas already. For I say to you that to everyone who has will be given. And from him who does not have, even that he has will be taken away from him. But bring those here, those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, and slay them before me. Whoa, what a parable. Well, let's look at a couple things here to get this straight. First of all, a mina, this parable is traditionally known in the King James as the parable of the pound. So if you have a King James, it says pound and not mina. A mina at that time was wages for 3 months for the average laborer. This parable, of course, is very similar to the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. Secondly, I want you to notice what I just told you. I want you to notice the reason he gave this parable. Do not miss this. He says in verse 11, Now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because he was what? He was nearing Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Okay, so let's get this in your memory banks. This is the reason he gave the parable of the 10 minas, which I entitled the sermon, by the way, minus are pluses. Now, what's the big deal about nearing Jerusalem in Luke, the 19th chapter? Can you guess? I know you can. There it is. He was going to the cross of Calvary. So he told this parable because he was approaching Jerusalem, and he knew soon that the citizens would murder him, and he wanted his disciples to be prepared because the kingdom of heaven was not near yet. And so he told the parable. And notice to each one he gave how many minas? He gave 1 minas to each one of his 10 servants. And he told them to occupy till he comes. That's King James, by the way. If you notice, my new King James was a little different. Occupy is an aorist, middle, imperative, second person, plural. Now, aorist means that it was it happened in the past. He told them, you are to do this. And middle voice is really interesting in Greek. You see, in English, we have active and we have passive. Active is the subject does the action. In the passive, the subject receives the action. But the Greek has a middle voice. And get this. The middle voice means that the subject does the action for their own personal benefit. And it is an imperative. Occupy till I come. And the word means to be occupied in anything. Because that's a confusing word in the King James. What it really means is to carry on business till I come. To carry on by going business of a banker or a trader. To busy oneself with. And so before he left, he didn't make a suggestion, give them a good idea. He commanded them to use that mina to increase his kingdom. Okay? All right? But the citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. By the way, when I read this parable, I admit to you, I read it, and when I got to this point, it just didn't seem to fit the parable at all. It just didn't. Till I realized that he wanted to prepare his disciples for what was coming. Because he knew he was going to be crucified. And he knew they'd be devastated. And so in advance, he told this parable to try to protect them and get them ready. Well, my friends, the parable makes it very plain that there comes an accounting for all. So he called in the three one at a time, and it only mentions three, but remember there's 10. And we assume that 9 of them were good and 1 of them were bad. And one brings in 10, and he gets 10 cities. Now, folks, please don't miss this. I want you to see the generosity of our God. Did you miss that point in the parable? You get one mina, he makes 10. Okay, so now he's got 30 months' salary. For a great landowner, is that a big deal? And what did he give him in return for his faithfulness? 10 cities. Hey, I want to be faithful. I hope I get a couple worlds or maybe even a galaxy or two to go and visit every Sabbath and tell them about Jesus. And then the second one comes in and he had 5 that he made and he got 5 cities. What a generous God we have. He gives us little and then he rewards us much. And I don't want you to miss this. Are you ready? I don't want you to miss this. He who is faithful in little will receive much. That's our God. By the way, I do appreciate the fact that all three of those servants recognized whose mina that was. Did you notice that in the parable? They each said, here is your mina, and I got 10 more. Here is your mina, and I got 3 more. And the third one, who hid it in a napkin, said, here is your mina. And he was called a wicked servant. And he was told to head out. Let me see if I skipped one. No. That was supposed to be next. And the guards hauled out the servant who refused to put in business one mina. God has left us in charge of His goods. In His absence, each steward has his own special work to do for the advancement of God's kingdom. No one is excused. The Lord bids us all, occupy till I come. Counsels on Stewardship 1:16. But if you have only one talent, use it well, and it will what? Accumulate. If the talents are not buried, they will gain yet other talents. So what in the world am I talking about? And what does this have to do with the Queen? I'm going to give each one of you a mina right now. Take a mina and pass that on so that everybody in this section gets one. Take the mina, pass it on. Here you go. That goes for the children and the babies, Nathan. You take a mina. Here you go, brother. Make sure everybody in the section gets one. Friends, we got an evangelist coming in just one day over a week. And the success of these meetings hinges on who comes to them. And so this afternoon, instead of Vespers, we are having an addressing envelope party. We're inviting all of you to either stay for potluck and at 2:30 we start, or come back here at 2:30 or 3 or 3:30 with names and addresses of people you know. And I have written a beautiful letter on our church stationery. And we are going to put a brochure that the deacons handed out to you in with the letter. And you address it. And you stamp it. And you put it in our pile. Now, I have 99 names of interest who have come to this church in the past several years. And we even have stickies with their address. You can come and help put them on an envelope and help put our return address on and stamp that envelope. And then in concert, we're going to pray over those envelopes and we're going to send them out. Folks, one mina. One mina. I want you to come back here with a name. Or you take that mina, put it in your pocket, and invite somebody to these meetings by personally giving them an invitation. And in 3 weeks, when all of this is over, remember, we have Jim Brackett is coming. Oh, I forgot. Jim Brackett is coming to do first the cooking school for 5 days, then one day off, and then 5 days of origin. Darwin versus design. Evolution or creation. 5 straight nights. And you can invite your friend to either one or both. But to make it easy, come this afternoon and we'll address an envelope to make sure that they get it. Because I have said, oh, I'm going to go to so-and-so, and the next thing I know, the event has occurred, and guess what? Guess what? I didn't get there. Now, if one of your guests come, then I want you to put the minas into the offering plate in 3 weeks. If you invited someone, even if they didn't come, put your mina in the offering plate. But keep it in your pocket for 3 weeks, reminding you that this is a simple task. We're all got to be involved. And unless we invite somebody, what's the sense? Of course, I don't mean that. You are just as important as they, okay? But supposedly you have an advantage. And we want they to have an advantage too. And so, we have these two beautiful upcoming events, Intelligent Designer Evolution, the cooking school. You have your Minas. By the way, are we running out of Minas anywhere? Not yet? By the way, keep one for me. And let it be a reminder. Show me your Mina. Come on. Come up here. No, you don't want to come up here. Okay, you want to come up here, Abe? Let's see. Show me your Mina. Come on up. Hold it up. Don't you wish that was gold? That'd be worth a lot of money. Okay, you keep that. And you invite somebody to come. And you have one of those little brochures that they handed out. And then you can put that in the offering plate. Okay? So, folks, here's our chance to pull together and support the man that's coming. We got to get this beautiful message of ours out. Especially when it comes to cooking schools. You may scratch your head as much as I love theology. I want you to know they're dying of sicknesses out there. They have no clue about health. And, for the most part, doctors aren't even trained in this area. And so my prayer is that you would take this challenge from the Lord, because He gave this to me. I didn't invent this. And you would proactively do something. At least one person to come to these meetings so they can know the beautiful truth that we have. Let us pray. Father, I want to thank You for the challenge of this hour. And Lord, echoing in my mind is the tearful cry of the uninformed woman. Oh, what a fool I have been. I have missed the opportunity to give my very best to my queen. May we honor You with such emotion, Lord, and that You would give us the courage to follow through so these meetings will bring great honor and glory to Your name. So bless each person for the plans they're making. And bring them back this afternoon that we can address hundreds of envelopes, Lord. And many people can personally be invited and come. And thank You for hearing and answering this prayer, because it's prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.